It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
War's over, but a soldier on, still battling the ghost and all. Oh, oh, oh. Still struggling to see the sun, too heavy for a heart like say, say. Watching over me, save me, save me. Last stand before I walk away. Spellbound, I'll stutter, I'll pray, release me.
Of a deeper wisdom, I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us, giving thanks to the beauty and the presence of the divine. We come one force amongst many forces, for even in this song he says, I know I don't belong. The song that you just heard was from Quabs. And the song is titled, Last Stand. And he said, I know I don't belong, but I'm scared to leave. And people everywhere are like that. They're in this conditioned mindset that won't allow them to get in a place of peace and harmony for their soul. That's crazy. But you know, we're living in a crazy world. So they tell us. So today, I wanted to really get back into the message I was sharing last week. But I have a presentation to present on this coming Wednesday with the Black Speakers Network. It's one of my first public appearances introducing the concept. The Kingology is a renewed awakening through alternate sight. You see, that's what I'm sharing with you. And through this theory that I am composing for you to understand, I'm going to bring you to where you need to be, because you know you don't belong. So what is a theory? A theory, for intensive purposes of our presentation tonight, is an idea used to account for a situation or justify a course of action. I don't know, but today is November the 30th, and as I walked into the room of my mother's home, the television was on, and there was a report that 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, made a statement that goes like this. He said, "There is nothing that can make me doubt that I did not win the election." I heard it with my own ears. He was walking from a helicopter or to a helicopter as I was coming in the room, as I was walking. And that's what I heard. Now, if that's not the case, well, somebody needs to correct me. But that's what I heard. And when I heard that, I was like, wow, we are dealing with such global situations that are expressing activities that happened before time began. Now, whether you believe that there's a devil or not, it doesn't matter. What we do know is that there's a lot of hell going on. Now, knowing this and seeing what's happening right now, this gives us premise to ponder what on earth is really happening. You see, in my sharing of the formation and the actualization of Kingology, I brought to your attention the Electoral College and the Faithless Elector. Now, I'm going to jump into that for a little bit tonight, but for your listening pleasure, I will continue the reading, the ebook reading of The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. So, Toral College, do you not know that they had not yet actually voted officially? This is November the 30th. Last my hearing was November the 24th, and they had not yet convened to vote. Now, the popular vote is very important because the representatives are for the people, and the representatives should vote as the popular vote comes in for the people, representing the people. The manifestation of the count that we see on election night reflects that for the most part. But there is this thing that's called the faithless elector. Now, the faithless elector is written in this Constitution, written in this thing we call a safeguard for legislation and the legislators who may feel that there was something amiss about the election in such a way to where they don't have faith in the election itself because some corruption may have occurred that was so significant, or that there was a situation. Remember, these are old, antiquated laws. Or that there was a situation who was not fully informed enough to make the proper choosing. So the faithless elector will opt to elect contrary to what the people have chosen to do. You don't believe me? Look it up. The strange thing about it is there's this guy by the name of Noah Trevor. He is on a program that is called The Daily Show here in the United States. And you may be able to find that clip of which he actually brings that to our attention. Now, we don't believe that that's actually going to be the case. But I tell you, I was really shocked to find out when I heard word on November the 24th that the Electoral College had not even convened yet to officially seal the deal. With that being said, there are a few states who have recognized that as a glitch, gotten that out of their books, but everybody's not there like that. Now, that's kind of frightening when this can be also used as a point of persuasion, influence, manipulation, and the negativity that is not right. So I tell you, we got to recognize that we got to do a whole lot better. And we can't stand as being afraid. We can't. We got to stand up and be strong. And there's a guy who is a very good singer. And he's got this song that I'm going to share with you guys now. And the song is called Afraid. But the thing about the song is that it has nothing to do with being afraid. Well, it has more to do with rising up from being afraid. And this song is written by a guy by the name of Jay Moss. And I want you to listen to this song because of how powerful the words are that he shares with us with this song. I'm not going to be afraid no more. I'm not going to let fear live here no more. It's a tight song. Check it out.
Pajam thriller.
I'm not going to be afraid no more. Fear don't live here no more. I'm not going to be afraid no more. Pain just walked out the door. That spirit ain't here with me. God didn't put that in me. But the spirit of power and love and of sound mind. Sound mind. Waking up every day thinking what I'm going to pay with the money I made. Thinking what I'm going to say when the wife asks me where the money we save. Using loot from the gas bill to pay the rent. More loot from the light bill I spent. Don't want to get the phone because it just keep ringing. Thinking I can make it if I use more debt. Hit a refi on the crib, but the loan man keeps saying not yet. I rob Pete, make a deal with Paul. Praying that pink slip don't fall. Brother ain't got time, too much on the grind. I'ma let it go, trust God.
If you got God on your side,
go. That's what's up. Let it go, people. You know, we don't have time for this madness anymore. You gotta trust God and let it go. I don't have a problem with anybody who wants to believe anything. Okay? I don't have a problem with that. But what I do understand of my living is that I'm connected to you, and you are connected to somebody else, and we are all connected together as one. So I'm not going to be afraid no more. Pain just walked out the door. Yes, it has, to allow criticism and what people think of me to bother me anymore. I ain't got time for it. It says using fear to invoke hate. This song is really deep. Just like the song before it. I know I don't belong, but I'm scared to leave. In this song, I'm not going to be afraid no more. Not going to let fear control me anymore in this life. Not going to do it. Don't have time for it. Because I'm going to have to let God and let go. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to come to the grips of understanding and get to the place of the love that we have been designed to bring to the table. Because the power of God is beyond anything that we can possibly imagine for ourselves. So, I talked about the Satan clause, and it's funny to me that Santa Claus and Satan clause seem to be so much the same wording. The letters are like almost the exact same. You know, the only difference is the letter L and the spelling of these words. Satan has, what, 5 letters? It's got 2 A's. It's got an S. It's got an N and a T. And claws is what is considered in a written document that can be legal. And if you look at such and such a clause, you will see that it indicates this thing. So the Satan clause is in the concept of the Santa Claus. Let me explain what I'm saying here. You have the option, and I've shared this before, to have your children believe what they want to believe, because that's going to happen. But don't, and let me say that again, please, don't mislead them into believing something that's not true just because you think you should do, because it's not. You've been placed in this position of parenting to safeguard the mind of your child from the invitation that wickedness for your child to fall into. What am I saying? I'm saying this. There has been so many people, and you check for yourself, who lost faith in their parents because when they found out for themselves that Santa Claus was not real, they lost faith in their parents. Why? Because their parents lied to them and see anything wrong with that. But that hit something inside the core of that child. Because now that child does not know who to trust. It's that serious. But you've been led to believe that it's no thing. But you see, you didn't check the Satan clause in the Santa Claus concept. Because cause that Satan put in the clause to mess you up and your children. You see, King's philosophy is turning to be kingology. Because I don't want you to get confused with some of the king that's out here and what they are attempting to give to you, because they're not going to give it to you like King is going to give it to you, because King is going to give it to you, and he's going to give it to you hard, out of love. That's all this is. This is love I'm sharing with you, because I don't want you messing up your children's minds. Not anymore. I'm tired of that, and they're tired of it too. And there's a better way of living than what we are doing. And we are not doing a good job at living because we are allowing ourselves to be influenced unnecessarily by things that should not influence our living at all. And these things are called propaganda. What is propaganda? Propaganda is you being influenced without you being known. Without you knowing that you are being influenced. Prime example is when they use fear to invoke hate. Okay? Now, they're working to utilize hate to invoke fear. It's been going on for years. Think about it. Fear is paralyzing. So, you take a man and hang him from a tree because you hate him. And you leave him hanging in that tree so that people can walk and see and put this fear. They're not going to do anything. Same thing that's going on with police brutality. You know, there are so many police who are good people, and there are far more good police officers than there are bad police officers. But you couldn't tell that, not from what you see, because of the influence, you see. And the fear of retaliation is deep and deeper than you can possibly imagine. So let's not get too political about these matters, because all I'm trying to do is help enlighten you. You see, through the power of choice, any and everything that we no longer want in this world can be eliminated just by the choosing something else. By the way in which we live our lives. So, you have a lot of white friends who speak of the N-word. You have a lot of black friends that use the B-word like it's okay. But if you choose to tell them, no, don't even go there with that. I'm not with that. I'd appreciate it if you would respect me. And don't even think like that around me. Because I'm a different vibration than what I used to be. Because it's time for me to level up. And I would love that you would level up with me. You see, people, it's all about spiritual evolution. Really, it's all about spiritual evolution. And we are just beginning the process of coming to better understand what and how we should be living. So with that, I want to give you a little bit of Michael Jackson, the Earth Song, because I want to hear some love right now. And then we're going to go into the book, Dimensions of Word Interpretations, because communication is everything. You see, people, every global expression of a situation is a response, result, influence expressed at one point of reference dimension, insertion of activity in the realm of the spiritual. See, I need you to put your thinking caps on. I'm going to come through with that one again. Every global expression of a situation, that means any situation that has occurred that the globe is responding to it, is a response result of an influence expressed, which I'm talking about something that's happened before time, of an influence expressed at one point of reference dimensional. Okay? At some point, if it's outside of time, then I can't say before time, or I can't say at one point in time. Okay? Follow me now. At one point of reference dimensional insertion in the realm of the spiritual. So you say, what am I saying? Okay, listen. Did you hear Michael Jackson say in that song that you gave your only son? Did you hear Michael Jackson say the blood that is shed is absorbed into the earth itself? Have you ever thought of that? It ain't got no place else to go. Whatever happens to it, the earth is absorbing it now. Carefully. Right now, as I mentioned earlier, Donald Trump has said there is nothing that can make him doubt that he did not win the election. Now, there was a time of which man was created in time, but he was created in time for a time such as this. But the creation of time is not made in time, but outside of time. Now, you may not understand this, but I want you to grasp this the best you can. You see, many have yet to embrace the realization that there was a war in heaven, which many still ignore, but there was documented a war in heaven. Now, we are one of the products that resulted because of the war in heaven. I'm gonna let that marinate for a little bit, because this has nothing to do with anything but everything. And everything to do with everything. Follow me now. Here's the concept. Global situation. Man just says that There is nothing that can make him doubt that he did not win the election. Like I said before, whether you believe that there's a devil or not doesn't matter. There's a lot of hell going on. The reflection of experience of dominionship was shifted over to the creation God made of man. Because in the scripture it says that he gave man dominion over the earth to subdue it and have dominion over all things. Now, the Lord and the fullness thereof. This means that the Lord is owner, and the owner has the authority to give as he, she chooses of that which belongs to the owner. And through process of law, it must hold fast. But if there's anything that can legitimize a stand against a shift in ownership, it's going to be utilized. That's what we are seeing with this election right now. This is merely a reflection of something that's happened before the beginning of time. I don't know if you guys know this story, but there, back in the 80s, was an incident called the Contra hearings, where there was a guy by the name of Oliver North. He was a general, and he was up for trial. And to simplify that, Oliver North said that I was only following orders. With that, they could not charge Oliver North for the crimes that was committed, because a soldier has to follow orders. Follow me now. Legal precedents, however you want to say that, sometimes I have problems with that and I apologize, require that certain aspects are handled according to law. And there are certain covenants and certain things that happen that hold fast in regards to law. Now, the shedding of blood was a law time for whatever reason that goes deeper than anything that you already know about the shedding of blood. And the number of people who are dying is astronomical. When you think of not going to be afraid no more, fear don't live here no more, giving me a spirit of power and love and a sound mind. Now, Oliver North is representative of the many who was under the authority of what is known as the devil when the earth was to have the kingdom of God established here. The legion of angels that was with Angel that became rebellious to God's will was only following orders. Okay? They don't belong to the archangel that became disobedient, rebellious, but they had to follow what this angel, archangel, this one who had authority over them did. And just as we see Trump right now in a place of not accepting, because he's telling us this, that the election is what it is. We can look into this experience and see this. That's why kingology is about from your slumber. So, all of the planets, all of the stars, all of creation is designed to follow orders. Set orders that are unmovable. We know when the sun is going to rise and set, when in actuality it's the earth that's turning. And the earth takes 24 hours to make its revolution. But the sun is sitting in the same place. It hasn't really moved at all. It's very stationary. But the planets that go around us and the planets that go around the sun, that's a whole different experience. And the strange thing about this is that I can imagine there was a counselor in the court that came forth and said, they are not guilty of rebellion. Only the one is guilty of rebellion. They had to follow the one because we instructed them that they must do that to the one who was rebellious. They belong to you. And Father, because you love creation, I'm going to get them for you, no matter what it takes, because the love that you have is so powerful to where I can feel it. You created me to be like you, your son, like God. And that madness that's going on down there, I'm going to bring the light. You know, when things ain't right, what do? You turn on the light and everything scatters. Darkness scatters. So, in the scripture it says, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters. I can imagine that the Lord, the owner of all of this, is looking and seeing everything that's going on in that surface of the deep. And he's like, this is it. No. Let's bring the light. Let's shift the gears. Boom. Turn on the lights. Okay? Now, the primordial energy of the earth is present here. Then the family of God, the Elohim, said, let us make man in our image. Now, in our image, if you're an artist, you're going to understand this. Now get this, because this is not easy for you to accept. If I take a piece of clay, and knowing that thought creates things, I am going to think of what I am going to form. And as I give thought to what I am going to form, the form that I give thought to, I create that image. That's my image. So people have been even seeing that from the wrong perspective. those who are engineers, inventors, and what have you, you have to first have the thought before you can create the thing. Someone had to have the thought that a chair can be formed from what is available. So God formed man in his image, the image that he saw fit to form man to be. So next week we're going to get involved in that forming aspect of what God is all about, and that the formation, actualization of kingology. I told you that I was going to read dimensions of word interpretations, and I'm going to do that because I apologize that I had not, and I'm just going to read a small portion to the point to where it says, wow, maybe, yeah, because I don't think it can take too much more. And I think from there, we're going to give you a song closing out. Everywhere that I go, is that what I'm hearing? Huh. All right, let's see what that sounds like. But dimensions of word interpretations. Communication is everything. Without communication, levels of great confusion will befall all of mankind. Do you recall the story of the Tower of Babel, when the people were one and spoke the same language until a people conspired to reach heaven, and God confounded their language and scattered them abroad? That's found also in Genesis. We have learned things from this story that average thinking people might not comprehend. You see, sounds form words. Words express thoughts, things, through the understanding of the words spoken. For it is written that God created many languages to end the corrupted building of the Tower of Babel. Then the people thereafter connected according to their common spoken language, and then scattered upon the face of the earth. Before that, they were all one. So as I continue the reading, it says, I believe we are under the spell of every word formed, because the sound it produces creates an energy vibration that creates our reality. The scripture passage also illustrates the power we possess when we choose to communicate and operate in unity. Genesis 11, 6 through 7. The New Revised Standard Version states, look, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech. Then the formation of nations and kingdoms upon the earth came forth, as told in the story of old. So, Communication became a thing based upon the interpretation of what they conveyed through word sounds to one another. And the consensus of thought became a thing mutually agreed. Wow. People, I love you. It's the reason why I'm here. I need you to evolve and open your mind. One love.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.